I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Father, we come to you tonight with the work and counsel for the citizens of Winchester. We pray for your guidance and your direction. Pray, God, that as we go through these things, that we try to put the best interests of the people of Winchester first. We thank you, God, for watching over us in this gorgeous day that we have today. Ask that you watch over us as we go our separate ways. So we ask in Jesus' name.
Amen. I put that in for the day, man.
Call this meeting of the Winchester City Council to order. Roll call.
District 1, Councilor Larry Lennington.
Present.
District 2, Councilor Tom Sells.
Here.
District 3, Councilor Jim Nunes Jr.
Here.
District 4, Councilor Lisa Friend.
Here.
At large, Councilor Kyle Schroeder.
Okay. First item on the agenda is approval of agenda. This is a special meeting, but I would ask that we stay with what we got on new business so that we can get that taken care of, and then we can move forward with other issues at a regularly scheduled meeting. So I would ask for approval of the agenda as submitted.
So moved.
Been moved and seconded that we approve the agenda as submitted. Is there any discussion? All favor that motion, signify by the usual sign. Those same sign, motion carried. First item that you have on the agenda would be a resolution 215-8. This would be a resolution that would approve certain matters in connection with the Randolph Central Driver Economic Development Area. This is a declaratory resolution. I believe there will be the process moves forward, that there will be a confirmatory resolution at some point. In the process, I don't have a time frame in front of me. So basically, this is the first step the council would need to take to be able to move this project forward. This project has been in front of the Redevelopment Commission, who approved the declaratory resolution and accepted the area plan that was submitted. It's going to the area commission to approve the resolution and the area plan as submitted. Both of those are unanimous, and now it comes before the city council to take action on the resolution that you have in front of you.
Actually, if I could add, to my understanding, this was the only resolution that they were going to pass.
This is the only resolution?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go forward. And then it goes back to the commission to proceed. I don't have the time. I printed the timeline and I didn't bring it with me. So I can see that on my phone though.
So I stand corrected on that. I thought since it was a declaratory, it would be confirmatory.
Well, it's preliminary. Then you have on a preliminary one, you would have a declaratory or
okay. So you have resolution 215-8 in front of you. I'd entertain a motion to have it presented to council for a reading.
Make a motion that we have resolution number 20-15-8 read by title only. What I say?
It's been moved and seconded that we have resolution 2015-8 read by title only. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion, signify by the usual sign. Those same sign, motion carried 4-0.
Resolution number 2015-8, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Winchester, Indiana, approving certain matters in connection with the Randolph Central Driver Economic Development Area. Motion to approve.
Second. Been moved and seconded. We approve resolution 215-8 as presented. Any discussion? In favor of the motion, signify by usual sign. Those same sign, motion carried 4-0. Resolution 215-8 is adopted. Next item on the agenda will be ordinance 215-11. This was presented at our last meeting and passed first reading. This is an ordinance for the city council amending the chapter 34.31, section A, subsection 2, fee provisions, and basically, it has to deal with our ambulatory transport service, and it brings us in line with,
Medicare, Medicaid.
Medicare, Medicaid rates for providing this services. So it was passed last year, last week at the first reading, and is now eligible for second reading if council so chooses.
Go ahead, make a motion.
Whatever, read your second ordinance, 215-11 by title only.
Second. Been moved and seconded, and we have the second reading, ordinance 215-11 by title only. Is there any discussion on that motion? All in favor of that motion, signify by the usual sign. Those same sign, motion carried four oh.
Ordinance 215-11, ordinance for the city council, city of Winchester, amending chapter 34, section 34.31, A2, fee provisions.
I make a motion that we suspend the rules.
Well, that's right, hey, I make a motion we vote.
So you had it read by title only, and then you vote if you are in favor of the ordinance as presented.
Thank you.
Is there a motion to?
I made it.
Is there a second? Okay, been moved and seconded, is there any discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by the usual sign. Those same sign, motion carried four oh.
Not now? I make a motion that we suspend the rules and read ordinance 20-15-11 by title only for the third and final reading.
Second. Been moved and seconded, we suspend the rule and have ordinance 2015-11 presented for third and final reading by title only. Is there any discussion on that motion? All in favor of the motion, signify by the usual sign. Those same sign, motion carried five oh.
Ordinance number 2015-11, ordinance for the city council, city of Winchester, amending chapter 34, section 34.31, A2, fee provisions.
Is there more to the motion to?
Motion we approve.
Second. Been moved and seconded, we approve ordinance, the third and final reading, ordinance 215-11 as presented, is there any discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by the usual sign. Those same sign, motion carried four oh. Ordinance 215-11 is adopted.
I'm just gonna scan it, so you can have it.
Okay.
If we need a seal, we'll bring one.
You have one copy then?
Yeah.
Okay, next and last item on the agenda we have is budget discussion. I think the question that was before council last time was what kind of numbers to submit. and have made available for the public hearings. And I think there was some confusion and discussion as to how it should go in. And to start up the conversation, I say it needs to go in high. It definitely needs to go in high. And I would encourage you to support the initial proposal that I put in there, knowing that when it comes back, you haven't passed the ordinance approving the budget, you haven't passed the ordinance approving the salary, and you can modify it at that time. But I feel like it is in the best interest of the city of Winchester to go in high.
We advertised high. I mean, we did. I mean, right now, the advertisement is at that. But that in no means that you have to do what it says.
We can go in with the proposed rate that we had talked about.
Yeah, you can. We're talking, are you talking salary ordinance or budget?
Salary ordinance.
Salary ordinance, you can do however you want to do it, and then I'll start the budget on that.
Do we have any kind of an idea of anything on health insurance, how much that's going to go up?
Nope.
You guys will know about that till the last.
The first of October is when we will. I mean, we should be getting a meeting probably any time, but you agree with that, Steve? That we should be getting a meeting. Well, we renew October 1, so it should be any time.
Yeah, we'll be discussing it then. Now, we did have a meeting with them a couple of months ago, and at that point in time, we were doing very well. But, you know, that was a couple of months ago, and obviously a lot of things can happen within a two-month period, and a lot of things can happen between now and the end of the year. But historically, we've done all right with our insurance. I will sit back once again, and I cannot stress the fact enough that the credentials need to be recognized, that the people who provide services that aren't credentialed need to be recognized, and that we look at this thing based upon value returned to the city of Winchester. And I think we have an opportunity to do that. I believe we have the funding in place to do that. And I would encourage the council to do that.
This thing we're looking at here, does that include the 75 cents or the dollar?
75 cents.
Is that the one that I presented?
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's the one I presented. It basically lays out exactly what you said. You raised every position 75 cents. It changed the certifications for the police department. It went from $100 per certification to $200 per certification, and it allowed them to, for the fire department, it went from $120 per certification to $200 per certification, allowed them three plus one for ambulatory. So the dollar amount there was basically the same. It did not take into consideration any other certifications or any other skill sets by any other employees. For example, did not take into consideration certified pool operators for the park. He did not take into consideration the mechanic work was provided by one of our employees out of the street department. It did not take into consideration the millwright capabilities that were provided by an employee of the street department. He did not have certification on that. Did not do it. And it also, and I failed to mention this last time, council had said to raise the CDL to 20 cents, so it took it from 30 cents to 50 cents. Okay. And that's in there as well. And that was in the order, so I didn't mention it the last time. It slipped by me when I was making that presentation. So
the
When Sonia went back and looked at Steve, she said the way she was instructed was that it was supposed to be the 30 cents and section 15, you had 50 cents.
Well, it had been 30 cents in the past ordinance, and council said 20 cents more, I thought, is what I thought. I heard it, so it was 50 cents from the CDL.
I didn't think so. Council needs to respond to that, because I...
Well, that's between council and you to respond to that.
Okay, well, I just need to know exactly how it's supposed to be.
That's in section 24, right? In the addition of wages and salaries, the district department, class D CDL license should receive additional compensation of 30 cents per hour. Is that right? From the 24th, section...
Yeah, but section 15 said you get 50 cents.
That's for wastewater in section 15, and then it's different back in the street department.
It appears that, I believe I had changed that to 50 cents.
Well, this is your ordinance, you did.
The street gets 30, and the wastewater gets 50, for a second.
Now, I thought it was common, I thought it was the same all across the board.
Well, I'm just saying that Sonia went through it, and she saw where you had 50 cents, and on section 15, it was 30, we're just talking about it. And then, over here in the section 24, it's 30 cents for the street department, which one is it supposed to be, or you want them different? One's 50 cents and one's 30 cents.
They should both be the same.
Yeah.
They should both be the same. Then I corrected on 15, I did not correct on 24.
And that's right, 50 cents.
It should be 50 cents.
If we're doing a certification at $200.
It's your CDL.
Yeah, I'm sure, that's a certification.
But it takes 9 months to start.
50 cents would be $1,000.
Pardon me?
That 50 cents per hour would be $1,000.
I understand that, but I'm saying if they do 30 cents now, $40.
Maybe $600 a year.
$600.4, where all the other certifications are $200. So I would be willing to hold it at the 30 cents. Because it's already more than enough for the certification.
We either go one or another. Take a 30, hold 30, make it on 50. Do one of them.
Yeah.
If you hold it at 30, then nobody gets a raise on it. If you do it at 50, then you get the 20 cents you talked about.
But really, that CDL license gives, if we give them a 30 cents an hour raise now, that's still a $624 certification endorsement, basically. Where if they hold a special license with fire or police, they only get 200. So the CDL is just like a certification, so they're getting an extra 624 for holding it.
How do you get the certification? So the employees that work at the street department, they already got their CDLs. They already get the 30 cents an hour.
Three of them.
We have how many?
Three.
Three of them get 30 cents.
Two.
Three.
Three. So if you give them 50 cents, you're just increasing 40 cents, right?
Yes.
So you're making now. A year later, it'll be $400.
Well, what I'm saying is that, you know, why is it fair for them to get more for their certification as opposed to a fire service to get it?
Are you raising it for $100, they're not getting it?
We're raising it for $200 an hour.
It's two. You're getting... No, they're already getting...
If they get two...
No, that's what I'm saying, we will hold it there.
$400.
And if they get two certs, they get the $600, or...
What I'm saying is, the CDL is just like a certification with the fire and police.
But it's only getting $400 extra, which is two certifications.
Equivalent.
Yeah, that's what he's talking, that's what we're talking about.
So there's no change.
No difference, there's no difference.
But I don't understand why we're paying more for one certification.
They're not. They're getting the same. I mean, instead of giving them the two certifications, you're gonna give them 20 cents extra in there, which gives them two certifications in that department.
Are there any other certifications, Frank, that they can get at the street department besides the CDL?
I don't know.
Interesting.
CEOs.
The wastewater treatment plant, there is other certifications they can get, right?
They have to, at the wastewater treatment plant, there are certifications they can get, but they also have to attend a lot of class activity, they have to have a lot of time break, they have to continue to get their continuing education units.
Do we pay for that when they do that?
We pay for them to go get their CDLs. But like with the CDL license, we pay for the CDL license the first time. If they don't get it, then it's up to them to get it. And I think we do the same thing with the certifications for the wastewater treatment. If we pay for them the first time, if they have to go back and take it again, and those are not easy tests to take, then it comes out of their pocket to cover that.
So, can we make a call, just you $0.50 an hour?
Yeah, we can. We can, we just have to say when we do that to amend for that when we need to pass this ordinance or...
Well, it would have been in there this time, except I saw it first time.
So it's just the typos?
Yeah.
So you want section 24 to be what?
50.
Okay.
Section 13, goes to this paper. That new hiree may receive part-time wages at the department point in which he is hired.
That's the same one that we're looking at. We have redone it.
Addressing your question with the street department?
I don't know.
I've talked to the individual, you're talking about one of them. I got the impression, I didn't get the impression he's on, he didn't think the rate would be, it would be more detriment, that, or more harming than it would give. And so he said he cared about the raise or not. I mean, on top of what he gets already. And so he's talking about the two people, the three people. The one I talked to, he said that he really didn't want the raise.
For the mechanic in the world?
Pardon?
No, for the CDL.
For the CDL?
No, for the mechanic.
The mechanic, he talked to you last meeting about the two people in the street department that he thought should get more money. And one of them I talked to, he said he didn't want the money. The other one I didn't, couldn't talk to him, so. And his point was legitimate, because if you're gonna pay him more money, then he should, when he's working on something, then if somebody else has to help him out, then you're gonna say, well, he makes more money than I do, so I should make his money too, or whatever, you understand the point? And or just leave it the way it is, and I think it'll work out right.
All of us guys out there do the same things every day. I mean, all of us work on vehicles. Four of us can weld and things like that. And, I mean, I just think that we just need to stay at one pay ourselves. Because there's times some Cecil's not there and we work on trucks. And I mean, I appreciate it and all that, but personally, I don't think it's right. Because...
It's just one.
We've got other guys out there that do the same thing Cecil does. And they weld just like I do. And...
They all pitch in for one.
I mean, if Cecil's working on something on a vehicle and needs help, everybody's right there helping him.
We tried to put together a salary ordinance here that we recognize, because I know what Cecil's done for us when we've been after our water and snow and how he's kept the fleet on the road. And I can appreciate the fact that everybody gets involved in it, but I still know at the end of the day that there are some people who go above and beyond. And where it's easy in your public safety and it's easy in your wastewater to be able to pinpoint areas where either through scholastic aptitude or personal initiative, they've been able to raise the bar and do something that was identifiable with the certification or with a rank structure. It's more difficult to do that at the street department. So, you know, sitting back and looking at it and trying to say, quite frankly, that, that if there are people who have a penchant for doing some things and they do things, some things well, I try to reward them, because on the opposite side of that, you know, if that's the feelings of the street department, I can say, well, that's fine, Dave. Then maybe as you're moving forward with this, you say, okay, there are no special certifications in the street department, but they get a dollar on the hour. But then we look around at our other departments where there is the ability to improve yourself, improve your capacity, give back to the community. Maybe you're at 75 cents an hour there, but then you gave a greater recognition for those certifications that they have that brings value back to our community. You see, I think that is point of valid, but you know, my in an issue of fairness going into it, I was thinking that that was the one department I had that it was really hard to pinpoint a specific certification that you can use on there to compensate people, unless they've been to mechanic school or unless they come in with a no rights license or something like that. So that was a law on that. I do think that the certifications that are being proposed are low, and I think that the recognition of the rank separation needs to be revisited and looked at as well. I do think that when we went into this process, trying to create an initiative for people to improve themselves, because I knew, we knew that the better they got, the better we got. And we looked at and listened to the comments from the different department heads, including the clerk treasurer's office, on where they thought people needed to be in the pay structure, and we tried to address that accordingly. So I feel like what I presented to you, number one, is doable. Number two is it has the funding in place to cover it without going into reserves or fund with the amount of new revenue that's being generated to the city and with the trends that we're seeing in place. So I'm very confident and very comfortable with what is thrown out there. But regardless of that, all we really need tonight is a number to take and start the budget process with the hearings and the DOGF. And I'm suggesting go in with the initial thing, then come back and really get invested with looking at the skill sets that these people and the value that these people bring to our community. Look at them across the board as to what's being looked at in universally for this thing, as was done by Missy Williams when she talked to communities like size and looked at what their pay structure was, and then come back and recognize these people and compensate them so that we know that we're going to have quality applicants who apply for our jobs, and that we're going to have a better chance of being able to sustain the workforce moving forward. You know, I know you got the paper last time that said these people left. What you didn't get the paper on was saying these people tried to leave and weren't successful. And there is a difference. So
and I wasn't speaking for the whole street department. That's just my feeling.
Sure. So if we go ahead, you want the dollar, we just, this doesn't
No, that wouldn't be accurate. We'd go back to the initial one that I showed you, and then you just, and keep in mind, you have not passed that ordinance that states anything. All you're doing is getting a figure out there for the county council to look at and make opinion comments on, for the public to comment on, and for the DLGF to comment on and come back. Pure and simple. We get it every year.
That's what we're going to do.
Yes, we do.
I've already submitted it. It's advertised. We're going to have a public hearing on the 8th. The money that is figured into the 2016 budget is with the dollar and all the other certifications, everything.
There you go.
It's there. But the revenues are not going to be. So there you go. And I'm sorry, Mayor, that you disagree with that.
Well,
then you can disagree all you want. You won't be here when we can't do the, well, you won't be here when we can't meet the budget. Or not, you can meet the budget, but you aren't going to have the revenue to pay for it.
You will have the revenue to pay.
Okay.
Have you given the council an indication of our certified shares?
Yes, they have it all. I give them everything. Yep.
Well, it's not too much bad. It's just if that makes sense.
Online, can you read it all online?
She gave us, is okay, this amount of dollars only comes in, we have to keep track of that. But in the long run, it's like anything else, you go in. But the top goes to us every year. And then we have this, it's nothing. And then what she tells us is, okay, we can almost guarantee this money is going to be in, which is not going to be the dollar. So should we?
Just leave it as advertised right now.
Everybody.
Well, Lisa, it's only about that. The public is going to, it's just about an advertisement is all it is. You always go in high. But you haven't set the salary ordinance yet. You haven't set the salary ordinance. You haven't approved it.
Salary ordinance will be set by the first.
It's just so you can send it to.
I've already done it. Right. And it isn't in stone. It nothing is.
That's cool. All right.
It's not even going to start next year.
No.
You can change your budget.
You can change anything.
Only thing you can't change is you can't reduce the elected official salaries.
Elected official salaries cannot be.
Only thing you can't, after you have the ordinance. You can reduce people's pay today.
You can reduce it anytime you want to reduce it.
You can say everybody's getting a 50-cent reduction right now. I don't know. Well, it makes you very popular, but I guess my point is you can change it. I mean, it's.
So you've already sent in with the dollar, is what you just said?
I advertised, yes, exactly, Mo.
It's
hanging out on the board and I gave it to you.
Yeah.
It's going to be proposed.
It's exactly what we do with the bond.
Okay.
We know we need $1 million bond, so we get safer, we need $1,000,002, and then we bond $900,000.
Okay.
Because you have to put it in the newspaper, you can't go up.
You go in high.
Because you can never go up after you advertise.
Right.
So.
So how do you want the next salary ordinance to read?
I think that.
Have you decided that?
I think that we can go into that after we have, go through the hearing part of it and have something ready. We have to have that prepared and adopted by the 1st of November, correct?
The hearing for the budget is going to be on September the 8th at 6:30.
And their ordinance has to be passed by November 1st.
Yep. The same as when the budget has to be passed. But we adopt for our budget the 5th of October. We are adopting. That's what we've advertised. So at the end of the day, it's the 5th of October probably. You can do your salary ordinance after that. Till the 1st, but you're going to adopt your budget on the 5th of October.
And keep in mind that when you adopt the budget, it's a document. It's not, if it's high, if the numbers are high in that and you choose to come in with a lower salary ordinance, it doesn't change. You've already adopted, you're all right.
The budget is just an appropriation to say that you've approved to spend those figures. But obviously, when the checkbook says you can't, that's a big difference.
Are we still having a hearing on the 8th? Since the county council has been, when's the county council going to hear?
9th.
And we can do the 8th?
Yep.
Okay.
I can do the, we can do the hearing. We can't adopt until after I've had the review. And the review is on the 9th.
You can do the hearing.
Yes, I can do the hearing.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yes.
Let me talk to Jim, okay.
Yes, I talked to him. He told me, he thought I was wrong, but I wasn't.
So we're okay. I just want to make sure.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Pardon me? Yes. Mayor, did you mention that you're gonna have a, other public hearing?
It will be,
I sent it, but I thought we...
It'll be 6:20.
No, it's at 6:40.
6:40, what do you got?
For the, application, stormwater application.
You have a second public hearing on that day as well. We'll be looking at that application for,
That's, 2 weeks from tomorrow, from birthday.
On Tuesday.
Right.